with me, Apollo Kane, the Letterkenny coach. As I said in my final summing up, a close game, Letterkenny losing out by 13 points to 9. But at the end of the day, Paul, it was a game that was never going to have a lot of scores in it, and Monaghan managed to take an opportunist try, and that really set the seal.
I think Monaghan are fully deserving of their victory. The two best teams in the league, 100%, be a good bit, to be honest. And I thought they just managed the game better. Just one of those days that the things that we talked about and spoke about before the game, the penalty count, the physicality around the gain line. We wanted to be a two-sided attack, and a massive part was winning the kicking battle. And to be honest, I think we came out the wrong side of all those battles. I thought they took their chance in the first half against the Wand really well, which gave them a real energy and something to cling and hold on to and build off. And I suppose when they were just that point up at half time, it's a big thing. If you take the one, you're not up at half time. It's a mental block. As I say, a couple of missed tackles, they hacked through, they deservedly got their try, they took their opportunity, and I didn't think we actually created any scoring opportunities, to be honest. So hats off to Monaghan. That's probably the league championship gone, barring some sort of natural disaster now. But we've got to dust ourselves down, as I said to the boys. You just have to own things like that. Tight game. Monaghan deserved it. We came out the wrong side of it. We've got to go again.
But I think, to be fair now, that the last 10 minutes, I mean, the enthusiasm that you showed your team, okay, the Monaghan defence at that stage was pretty watertight, but I mean, you had one phase you must have held on for about 2 or 3 minutes. But I mean, it was going to take somebody to break a tackle and go the distance. And, you know, the thing about it is that, unfortunately, the two best sides didn't get a chance to play in dry conditions. You have to say that the conditions and the elements dictated the game. And as you say, at the end of the day, Monaghan just about managed them better than yourselves, but nothing to be worried about. I mean, you still have everything to play for this season. There's still the league, there's still the Gordon West Cup. And I was just talking to Monaghan president there, and I said it'd be nice if you both met each other at the Kingspan in the Gordon West Cup final.
Aye, listen, that's the aim. The aim has been promotion, the aim was winning the league, getting promoted, and seeing if we could go back to the Gordon West again. So to a degree, the aims haven't changed. Now the boys are obviously down, they're deflated at the minute, but we just have to get back up again, and that's the beauty of sport. There's always an horror opportunity one way or another around the corner, so that's our job now. Pick ourselves up, dust ourselves down. There's a few bumps, there's a few injuries there, we just have to go again, get a bit of momentum. I thought we came into the game probably just not ticking on all cylinders, and as I say, 100% that Monaghan deserved their result today, and we own it.